love. Love should fill all things to where there is nothing else left to feel or say. She offers a supplication from the richness of her lips. Her tongue beseeches the answers to the questions hiding in the crevices of her onyx skin. She burns incense to carry her holiness into the universe, her untied emotions prostrated in authenticity, setting free her inhibitions because she knows love. She knows love like no one else. She knows love. She knows that love is supposed to feel like something ethereal, yet mundane enough to define, something she could define as real, sublime. Although her soul knows that it is something ineffable, like describing a jazz note blown from an old trumpet searching for the illogical sanity we call love. Such emotional calamity. She wants more than vanity. She wants to feel the texture of his hands, play her like black and white ivory, his breath to brush her skin, so she knows it's real. One hand about her neck, the other at her waist, played as an upright bass, fingers played at the key of G. She wants to make it real. What she knows, she feels. She wants to hum to this tune. Let every moan escape into the atmosphere of the room. But when the sun sets, the memories begin to burn like a long kiss goodnight. And that's what she comes to know to be real. Yeah. See, love should fill all things to where there is nothing else left to feel or say. And that's that piece. Thank you.